KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for increasing cloudiness today at a high around 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and our news is brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. A little over 3 weeks ago, 37 Iowa Workforce Development offices closed due to a decision made earlier this year by Governor Terry Branstad, including the office in Atlantic. IWD officials late last month tried to put a positive spin on the situation by touting their work to set up an access point system to replace those offices. But during Wednesday's meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors, County Mental Health and General Relief Coordinator Teresa Canning said the promise has fallen through, mostly due to technology issues. She says the information she's received from IWD and what's happening in Cass County isn't matching up. Canning said she was told there were several access points the unemployed could go to seek help in finding work or filing claims, including the local substance abuse prevention office. But the service is not available because the software support is not available or compatible with the current computer systems.
Day before yesterday when I talked, well, Debbie talked to substance abuse, Zion Drug and Alcohol. Literally, they dropped off some software and didn't tell that agency what to do with it. But they're still telling people that there is access to the internet and there and to apply for unemployment and you know, look at their jobs.
In fact, this week, IWD officials asserted that terminals were available for those purposes at a location at the courthouse, but Canning said that's not the case.
I checked with all the departments in the courthouse, and nobody's even been contacted. So I'm very disappointed in how Iowa Workforce Development has handled this in our county. I don't know what they're doing in other counties, but we have individuals without computer access that are needing to file unemployment claims and needing to hunt for jobs, and they're not providing what's needed.
Another IWD's site that was available supposedly in Cass County is at the Atlantic Public Library. Well, last night's city council meeting, Councilman Dana Halter mentioned at a recent library board meeting, the topic of the IWD access point was brought up, and he said it isn't available because the software is incompatible with the library's computers. Canning said the same thing during the supervisors meeting earlier in the day on Wednesday.
They had a program that they put on a library computer, and my understanding was that it messed up their whole system, so they had to pull that program back, the software back off, and they haven't set anything else up with the library. The problem being, if you go in and use the library's computer public access and you go through their website, if you don't terminate it correctly, then the next person who uses that computer can steal your identity. The program that they were supposed to put on was supposed to be an encrypted process that protected the individuals using a computer.
Canning said someone with Iowa Workforce Development remarked those persons needing to file claims or looking for jobs could use computers in her office, but she said that's not an option.
Guess what? Our computers are busy all day. You know, that was a flip remark that I felt was inappropriately made. I don't have any computer that I can just set and dedicate for public access to come in. The state has offices all over the county. Why would the county need to provide that internet access? They need to set it up with a state agency that's already here and get that going.
Another reason she said they can't have the computers in her office for public access is because of HIPAA rules. The supervisors are set to meet with Iowa Workforce Development officials next week to discuss Canning's concerns and related matters. News time is 7:10. Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260. Elsewhere in local news, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports three men's names will be included on the November 8th special election for the Cass County Supervisor District 2 seat. The latest addition is Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Don Lappy, who has been nominated by petition. Lappy joins Gaylord Schelling, who was nominated by Republican Convention, and Jeff J. Richter, who was nominated by petition on the ballot. All three men are from Atlantic. Nomination papers to fill the seat on the Board of Supervisors, which was left vacant by the death of Chuck Keenan, must be filed by no later than 5 p.m. Friday. Cass County Board of Supervisors met Wednesday morning in Atlantic and, following the second and final reading, approved and adopted an ordinance striking old language from the redistricting plan and added new language to reflect a change in the supervisor districts, resulting from a shift in population as determined by the 2010 census. The ordinance goes into effect on January 15th of 2012. The board yesterday also heard from the City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Director Roger Herring with regard to a request for the county to reconsider its decision to remove a flower bed leading up to the Civil War Monument in the Atlantic City Park. The county owns a portion of the sidewalks that are being replaced due to age and damage from heavy equipment. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring made a request on behalf of the Parks Board. He acknowledged that the flower beds have become an eyesore over the years because no one has stepped forward to take care of them, but that matter has been resolved with an announcement on Wednesday that the Trevor Frederickson Foundation will provide for the planting and care of the flower beds.
Nancy Frederickson, who is the chairman of the 30 years, a member of the Parks and Board of Directors, now currently president, she called this morning and called Mr. Wiedemeyer and myself and shared with us that Melanie Frederickson, who is the executor of the Trevor Frederickson Foundation and has done a number of community-wide projects. She called and committed that the Trevor Frederickson Foundation will fund and also commit to the maintenance and funding of those flower beds if they are certainly retained there.
Well, after considering the request, the board voted unanimously to revert back to their original plan for the sidewalk removal, which would leave the flower beds intact, as long as the Frederickson Foundation will manage, monitor, and maintain the area. Construction on the City of Atlantic's portion of the sidewalk project is already underway and should not be affected by the county's decision to make a change order on its portion of the project. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260. In our funeral announcements, Dwayne Bierbaum, age 86, of Griswold, died Monday. Funeral services for Dwayne Bierbaum will be today at 10:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Paul Steele, age 89, of rural Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Paul Steele will be held today at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Dolores Marie Elizabeth Gross, age 94, of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Dolores Gross will be held today at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Brian Thomas McConaughey, age 39, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Trainer, died Sunday. Funeral services for Brian McConaughey will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. 88-year-old Marjorie Sherden of Atlantic died Friday. Funeral services for Marjorie Sherden will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dolores Carr, age 88, of Anita, died Sunday. Memorial services for Dolores Carr will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Anita Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Sandra K. Erickson, age 70, of Exira and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Sandra K. Erickson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Edna C. May, age 92, of Colorado Springs and formerly of Exira, died September 2nd. A celebration of life memorial service for Edna May will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Gary Douglas Doug Younger, age 56, of Kansas City and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life service for Doug Younger will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Harmony Vineyard Church in Kansas City, Missouri. The DW Newcomer's Sons Whitechapel Funeral Home in Gladstone, Missouri, has arrangements. Gene Corey, age 86, of Walnut, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Gene Corey are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Larry Joe Arrowsmith, of age 68, of Sacramento, California, died Sunday. Graveside services for Larry Joe Arrowsmith will be held this Saturday at 3:30 at the Highland Township Cemetery near Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. And Rex Miller, age 93, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Allen House in Atlantic. Services for Rex Miller are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.